My name is Walpala Piyananda. I am the abbot of Sri Lankan Buddhist Temple.
Walpala Piyananda, or Bante as he's called by his followers, has influence beyond his Los Angeles temple. He's respected throughout the Buddhist community in the U.S. and in his homeland of Sri Lanka. He spoke with the Sri Lankan Prime Minister in the days after the tsunami, and here, thousands of miles away, Bante says he's doing all he can to help.
Even here, our Southern California, so many members, Sri Lankan members, are affected. So some way my duty to counsel them, comfort them, help in them many ways. More than everything, we have to listen to them. You know, that's the best things. Let them speak, let them share their stories. That's the thing we have to do. Fortunately, I have a wonderful staff. All of them are helping same way. Almost every day we do some religious performance. These performances are when we, according to our Buddhist rites and rituals, we go to the Buddha shrines and offer flower to the Buddha. Then after that they observe precepts, then do meditation on death. Another way people prepare some food, bring into the temple. That way also they are sharing.
Since Sunday when the tsunami hit, his temple has been inundated with Sri Lankan Americans looking for guidance and wanting to help. Bante's temple is sending medical supplies to Sri Lanka and fundraising to help build houses there. And Bante says he hopes that by sharing the tenets of Buddhism, he can help others find peace.
You know, as a Buddhist, we can understand impermanency. Everything subject to change. No permanent things in this world. We come, we go. In the early morning, sun rises. In the evening, sun sets. Life like that. We have to face the problem. We cannot escape. Life is like that. Any time, any moment, we're going to die. We have to understand that. For yet we don't have to think of I'm dying. No, we have to do our activities. Same time, if it has happened, we have to accept.
The words of Buddhist monk Bante Walpala Piyananda. That piece was produced by Day to Day's Rob Sachs with help from intern Claire Robbins.